Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On June 26, five lawyers on the United States Supreme Court issued their opinion with regards to same-sex marriage. And it's very clear that it has no basis in the Constitution. And yet that opinion is impacting clerks and others all around the country. We have a very special guest today. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. And our guest is Molly Kreiner. She is the clerk in Irion County, Texas. And Molly read the decision of these five lawyers and also the four dissenting justices of the United States Supreme Court, and she came to the conclusion that anyone, whether you're a constitutional scholar or not, will come to when you read the opinion that it is not based on the Constitution. So Molly had to make a decision. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Molly.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Molly, I'm very good. Thank you for joining us. And Molly, you made a decision as the clerk of Irion County, Texas, not to issue same-sex marriage licenses. You wrote a letter to clerks. You also issued a declaration of obedience to law and defense of natural marriage. But you came to your own independent decision after reading the Supreme Court opinion itself that it is not based on the Constitution and that if you were to issue licenses for same-sex marriage, you would actually be violating your own oath because as a clerk, you, like other public officials, had to take an oath to defend and support the Constitution of the United States of America, and in your case, also the Constitution of Texas. And had you then issued licenses, you came to the conclusion you would be violating the Constitution itself because the opinion is not based on the Constitution.
Exactly the conclusion I came to. Other people came to a different conclusion, but to me it was very clear. There was nothing else I could do but say no.
Well, you know, other people are thinking, in the traditional thinking, that whatever the majority of the Supreme Court says, that is the rule of law, that is the Constitution. And we've been conditioned to think that, and understandably how we've been conditioned to think that. But if we look at history, the same Supreme Court, different justices, in the 1800s issued a decision that blacks were not entitled to citizenship because the racist Justice Taney said that they were inferior human beings. We had to fight a civil war to overturn that nonsense. And then again in 1927, Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes said it's okay for Virginia to forcibly sterilize Carrie Buck because she had three previous generations in her family that were low IQ, and he wrote the opinion, quote, three generations of imbeciles are enough. No justice there for you, Carrie Buck. And that decision became the model for the eugenics movement in Nazi Germany under Adolf Hitler, and they then referred to that opinion of the Supreme Court when they were defending themselves in the Nuremberg Crimes Against Humanity trial for the atrocities of the Holocaust. So this Supreme Court has been horribly wrong in the past, and I believe it's horribly wrong on this issue as well. And you came to a similar conclusion.
I did. And, you know, you're exactly right that we've come to believe that if the Supreme Court says it, then there's nothing to do but bow down before it. And that is just not true, and that's not what our founders intended. You know, law is to be made only by the people through their representatives, and our Texas Constitution is the same way. And this is clearly not that. And to invent a right and say that the Constitution requires something that it has never required, that's very dangerous, you know, particularly when the right invented is going to curtail very clearly enumerated rights. So that's where I landed. Not a very popular decision. Scary. Wasn't easy to make. There was a lot of crying. There was a lot of sleepless nights. There was a lot of prayer. My poor husband had to put up with all of that and, you know, just hold my hand while I came to that conclusion. But he agreed with me, and that's where we are.
Well, Molly, I thank you for your honesty and your candor and your stand, because there are so many others that have the same belief that you do. They also have religious convictions like you do. And like you do, they may or may not have read the opinion, but they have this natural reaction that this can't be right. This can't be what the Constitution requires. Millennia of human history has understood the natural created order of man and woman as marriage. And certainly in Texas, you passed a constitutional marriage amendment there. But unfortunately, there are others that are in your same position, Texas and other states, and other positions as well outside of being the clerk, who have, in fact, decided they're going to succumb to that pressure. So I really thank you for your stand and your boldness and being candid in terms of how it was a very difficult decision for you to come to.
Well, it was. You know, I don't blame anybody else who couldn't see it that way, although as I've taken time to explain my position, more and more people have gone like, the light's gone on, like, oh. And, you know, if the Supreme Court can require something it's never required, what's to prevent them from taking away something that the Constitution has always protected? Our gun rights, our Second Amendment rights, our property rights, the list goes on and on, not to mention our free exercise of religion, the very first enumerated right in our Bill of Rights.
Which, in fact, you know, you mentioned the enumerated right. It's our first liberty, our first freedom.
It is. Our founders understood that everything else was based upon that liberty, and that our liberties come from God. What about these other liberties? Even if you're not concerned about the free exercise of religion, you know, citizens in Texas hold dear their Second Amendment gun rights. They hold dear their property rights. They hold dear their other freedom of speech. You know, if the Constitution, if the Supreme Court can create a right out of thin air, what's to prevent them from removing a right that's always been protected? It's just such a dangerous precedent.
Well, you know, in regards to this issue, you've got a clear First Amendment right, and you have this other activity of same-sex unions that's never been accepted through millennia of human history. And so now, is that going to trump the enumerated right? And who says so? Five people say so? Well, if five people say so, maybe today somebody says, you know, you ought to just issue these licenses. I'm in favor of same-sex unions. Well, that may be their opinion. But at some point in time, if five people can invent a right that they may agree with today, then five people tomorrow can also invent or take away a right that directly affects them. So it affects all of us. We're not ruled by five people.
At every level, it affects all of us.
And if we wanted to amend the Constitution, then there's a mechanism for doing it, but it's not five people. And that's one of the things that Justice Scalia, as you've read the opinion, was very concerned about. Who are we ruled by? And if we're ruled just simply by five people who literally invent a right,
and who 2 years ago changed their mind.
Yeah.
I have a different opinion about this. How capricious are the people that we're trusting, if we are indeed trusting them? And then there's this concern about two of them who should have recused themselves.
Yeah, they actually participated in same-sex weddings while the cases of same-sex marriage were pending before them. They should have recused themselves. They didn't have the integrity to do so. So the question is, are we going to just simply be like little toy soldiers and just say, okay, whatever you say, doesn't matter whether you've taken an oath to interpret the Constitution. You can say whatever you want to, even though it's not based on it, and we're just going to agree. We've lost our liberty if that's what we've come to.
Oh, it is so dangerous.
Well, Molly, you have been an inspiration, and I know you're an inspiration to us here at Liberty Council, and your story is going around the country, and you're an inspiration to other clerks as well.
Well, and we do have a Facebook page, Stand Up Texas.
Stand Up Texas, that's their Facebook page. Well,
it's being added to all the time. So
excellent.
There's
well,
an interview with me done by a group called Christian Reporter News that people can find, and I think that's also on the Facebook page. And anyway.
And that Facebook page, again, is Stand Up Texas.
Stand Up Texas.
Stand Up Texas. So go visit Facebook, Stand Up Texas, and you'll see
all of our representatives and senators in Texas to stand up with us.
Excellent.
Our government must do something.
Well, thank you, Molly, for joining
thank
us
you,
on
Matt.
Faith and Freedom, and thank you for your stand. Our guest has been Molly Kreiner. She is the clerk of not only the county, but the district clerk of Irion County, Texas, and she has been very articulate, bold, and strong in these issues. And this is the decision, by the way, all of you who are listening, that not just Molly, not just the clerks of Texas, not just the clerks of Kentucky and other places are going to have to make. It's a decision that every one of you listening, pastors, churches, whatever profession you're in, whether you're a homeschool mom and your son or daughter are in school, this is a decision that you yourself will have to make. Are you going to follow the Constitution or not? Are you going to obey God? Or are you just simply going to blindly follow something that five people invent out of thin air? I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Go to Stand Up Texas on Facebook and our website, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.